Why Do I Write by Alex Weitel. When I was released from prison towards the end of 1981, I needed to satisfy my craving for fiction, especially the black experience in the USA and the Caribbean. I was fortunate to share a cell with an avid reader, and he had aroused and stirred my love of story. He became my book mentor. During my sentence, I had read and enjoyed writers including James Baldwin, W.E.B. Du Bois, Richard Wright, Langston Hughes, C.L.R. James, Sam Sevelon, and so many others. These authors opened new worlds for me and fresh narratives, of which I had never even dreamed of. Much as I enjoyed and learned from these works, I also thirsted for narratives that were like my own. I couldn't discover any story that mirrored my existence of living in a children's home and experiencing at first hand the tensions between young blacks and the police in Brixton in the late 1970s and early 1980s. It was a tumultuous time for race relations in the UK. More than 50% of young blacks were unemployed in inner cities. The racist police targeted, harassed and oppressed us at any given opportunity. Urban uprisings spread through major cities in the spring and summer of 1981. Brixton burned for 3 days and three nights. Yet, these unforgettable narratives were not being referenced to or published in mainstream media. I wanted to hear our voices. My friends and I could only listen to the dub poetry of Linton Kwesi Johnson to find any kind of connection to the reality of the lives we led. Apart from that, we had an underground movement of sound systems where DJs performed at house parties, blues dances, youth clubs and town hall dances. Popular MCs like Papa Levi, Tipper Irie, Smiley Culture, Legendary Lyrics and Asher Senator inspired me to pick up a pencil and write lyrics and poetry about my own life and struggles. I am and always will be a child of reggae and sound system culture. It was the only form of expression we had. I'll always try and write about the marginalised, oppressed and outsiders in society because that's what reggae and sound system culture taught me. I grew up without family, with many other kids who are motherless and fatherless. I believe they deserve a place in fiction as much as anyone else. I simply want to give fair representation to these characters and see them celebrated in fiction, just like Oliver Twist, the Artful Dodger and Bill Sykes. This is the drive and motivation to order my fiction. It took me several years to transition from writing poetry and lyrics to writing fiction. It was 1994 when I entered my corner shop and bought a bunch of biros and an A4 notepad. I knew I wanted to write something that was personal to me and to the people with whom I grew up. The character came to me before the title, Brenton Brown. He was young, brave, damaged, mixed race, angry, defiant. He had just been released from a children's home village in Surrey and he was now living in Brixton. I put all my frustrations and energy into him. Days later, I had the title, Brixton Rock. I had no idea that the drive and motivation for Brixton Rock would still compel me to write as urgently today as I did back a quarter of a century ago. I have so much to thank Brenton Brown for, and I hope I never lose the hunger that led me to create him.